director at the high school. I also have a senior in high school and a freshman in high school.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Hi, I'm Megan Varela. I have a pre-K and a Head Start, and my son graduated in 2023. And I'm new to this, and I never even knew this existed.
Awesome.
Welcome.
We're glad you came. Welcome. Thank you.
Crystal Galindo, Family Engagement Coordinator for the district. I have a sophomore, fourth grader, and then a set of twins that are in first grade.
Awesome.
Nora Garcia, Student Services.
Monica Barrera, I'm the McKinney Bento Foster Care Liaison with Student Services, and I have a third grader.
I'm Stephanie A., Principal at French. I have a fourth grader at Hunt and a kindergartner at French.
Oh. Gerald Garza, School Counselor at John C. French.
I'm Kathy Scott. I'm a School Climate Specialist at Hunt and John C.
Mary Beth Atzenhofer, counselor at Hunt.
Bridget Tarney, I'm the principal at Hunt Elementary and graduated from Coral High School over 30 years ago.
I'm Everett Smart. I'm a junior at high school at the high school over here, and I'm in football as well.
Awesome.
I'm Shauna Rowe. I'm a sophomore at Coral High School.
I'm Mary Beth Wagner. I'm the counselor at high school.
One of the counselors.
I'm Lacey Timpone. I'm a school climate specialist, licensed professional counselor. Let's see if I can do this. I have a senior, a junior, a freshman, a seventh grader, and a fourth grader.
Get the award for it.
I'm the student counselor for a junior high. I'm Sandra Hernandez. I'm the food service director.
Ruby Rodriguez. I'm director of special programs. And students in this school that I have are a senior and seventh grader.
Jessica Hernandez, Human Resources, and I have a fifth grader, an eighth grader, and a third grader.
Wanda Hayes, District Nurse. I have a son that's graduated.
Thank you. I love seeing all the new faces, so it's great. So we don't have too much on the agenda, so we'll just kind of start. I sent out an email to everybody that's new here. If y'all would make sure you sign in and put your email addresses so you'll be on the email list for our next meeting. But I sent out the minutes and our agenda. So we need to approve our minutes from the April 16th meeting. So if there's anybody that will motion to approve those minutes.
I so move to accept the minutes as presented.
All right, Ruby, and then a second.
I'll second.
And Lacey seconds it. Got it. All right. So moving right along, reports and updates. I don't have anything to update right now. When Tamara gets down here talking about wellness, there's a couple things happening in the community at the Wellness Center coming up, but we will move right along. Denise, do you have anything right now, or you want to wait until we talk later? It's up to you, whenever you want to start, whenever you want to present what you were talking about earlier. Can she hear me? Denise?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Do you want to go ahead and...
No, I'll just wait till later. I don't have any other updates.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so we'll move right along then to our climate specialist. Kathy, you want to start with our updates? Oh, sorry, right as you put by it.
We had an anti-bullying pep rally at the Hunt Elementary, and students from the art classes made posters. We had football players, Kobe cheer, trotters. We had yearbook staff, GNN staff, and so lots of students that have volunteered to come from the high school to really show how it's not a good idea to be bullying. Mm-hmm. And so that was a big thing that we did last month. And I'm doing some different parenting classes. Last month at John C. French and Hunt, we worked on electronics and screen addictions and things like that with our students.
That's
and,
good.
We had, I think I had 23 students at Hunt that I saw, and two threat assessments, or suicide threat assessments. And then at John C. French, I saw 7 students.
Okay. All right, thank you.
I want to compliment her. She and I started talking about this anti-bullying pep rally last semester.
And so it finally all happened and came together, and it was great. The kids loved it, lots of positive feedback. We have our bully busters. We have 41, I believe, 41 in their orange vests, going around making sure that we are stomping out bullying and looking for, you know, see something, say something, opportunities. And additionally, Ms. Attenhofer and I attended Mrs. Scott's parenting session, and it was excellent. We didn't have as large of a turnout, but I'm hoping that starts to increase because the information is so important that our parents need to hear. And it really is some productive tools. We're also wearing yellow or gold in support of Childhood Cancer Prevention Awareness Month on Tuesdays at home.
Okay, great. Bully busters, you said that were,
yes.
That's the kids wearing those?
Yes,
or, okay.
We started this initiative last year as part of our bullying committee, and the kids love it. They have to apply to call Bully Busters/Kindness Club and go through the little application process. It's kind of a big deal.
That's cool, okay.
We're ordering more vests.
That's neat, yeah, I like that. Okay, well, Courtney, where's Courtney? No, she's, did she leave?
I don't have Courtney's number.
I have Courtney's.
Okay.
Hold on. Mouthful too. And they also, while she's, they also went to the classes, the adult classes. When we went into all of the, we started with sixth grade to do the little talk with them about anonymous reporting and see something, see something, say something. They made it through all of the sixth graders so far.
Okay. Cool.
And Ms. Kalinowski, school climate specialist, has had, for the month of August, they had 0 behavioral threat assessments. 3 suicide risk assessments, all low risk. There, she is servicing 21 students, and one student has been referred for outside counseling, and one has been referred for TChat. For those of you who may not know what TChat is, it's the telehealth for mental health services.
Mm-hmm. It's free for our families. Mm-hmm. The students, they get up to 10 free sessions. And they don't just drop them. Of course, they find somebody to refer them out to. They do medication management, counseling, or they have psychiatrists through UTSA.
Yes. Okay. She is our coordinator for TChat.
So I had one threat assessment, one suicide assessment. They're low. And we've been doing a lot of things. So we had we have anti-bullying prevention meeting tomorrow at the high school during lunch. This is open for parents and for staff and for students. We'll be talking about Bullying Prevention Month, the Unity Day in October, which also the same week as Red Ribbon Week. And then we also, me, the SRO, and the APs met with all of the English classes. So 9th through 12th grade, we talked about, you know, drug use, vaping, bullying, suicide prevention, see something, say something, anonymous alerts. Then I went to the character development for the girls and talked with them. Coach me asked me to talk with them about bullying prevention, bullying and mental health, and not only just for the bullies, both the people that are victims of bullying, but also the boys themselves. And did that as well in the boys' athletics character development. And then I was at Fish Camp as well for the same thing. We started traveling the AP last week. I saw 8 students last week. Now they require consent. So if we don't get consent from a parent, we can't see all of them over there. And that's where Courtney's at today, is at the AAP.
Okay.
And then we did youth mental health first aid over, do you know the number?
No, it's not in this year.
We already have a lot of staff trained, so it wasn't as big. I want to say it was around 40.
I think you're right.
Ish. And then we did all of our paras on August 9th. I think that's it.
Okay, great. Do any of the other counselors want to add anything? Anything? No? Just thought I'd ask. No. All right, we are good. Okay, we'll move on to the nutrition update for Sandra. I know Sandra has some handouts here. Well, the organ-wise, is that where we're going to?
Oh, no,
we're going to talk about that later. So.
So I just had some handouts up there. You're more than welcome to take them, look them over. The first one, the pretty, I don't know if I did it wrong color. The one that's kind of back in front is just some information about what's coming, some updates that are coming. The second page, well, I say second page, sorry, I stapled mine, has like the sodium levels on there. I didn't get to, I guess I cut the date off. So that on the second column is July 1st, 2027. So just in case you want to write that in, because after I made copies, I noticed it like shocked.
Oh, right here.
But this is just what
going down.
The sodium levels are going to be. I don't know if y'all are going to see me around when that all happens. It's kind of impossible to do now. I'm having a very hard time meeting these requirements. The state is giving us a little bit of leniency. I don't see that happening by 2027. I just don't know what else we can serve. The way we do our weekly plan and our weekly nutritionals, it's a very hard number to reach. So that's just so y'all can have a copy. This is the, I don't know if I gave y'all this one before. It's just kind of the breakdown of the timeline when the expectations are to be put in place. The added sugars is a new one that's coming up, which that one's not really a big deal because I do try to get the less sugar items anyway, so I'm not too worried about that. And then the last is this pretty colored chart. And this, I think I did hand it to y'all at one time, but this is just the requirement when I do a weekly plan. I think I explained why we're always having carrots on our menu twice a week, because I have to do 3/4 of a cup for the whole week. And if you look at that little pretty orange, red orange, tell me what else those kids will eat. I will say that we did introduce sweet potatoes.
I know.
And I was a little surprised because they did take them. They did enjoy them. I compared them with our peas because peas are not a very popular item either.
What even is that?
And we served them, I think it was Monday of, we had salami last week.
I think they would need squash.
It was yesterday because I ate sweet potatoes yesterday.
Cucumbers.
So we served 46 of them at high school, and we serve about 256 students at lunch. You have to remember it's an offer versus serve, so they don't have to pick it up. Junior high served 57, Hunt served 103. If I go back and show you the day we served peas, high school 43, junior high 29, and Hunt 73. So sweet potatoes are staying. We're not sure if we're going to add, because a student at high school mentioned the marshmallows. Not sure yet. I have to analyze and see what it looks like. But as of now, with the little bit of brown sugar that we put, they do like them. So they're staying. Just real quick, a few things that we did add to our menus. We did a chicken bacon ranch pasta yesterday. That was very popular. So we're going to keep that. We're doing barbecue pork fries. So we make a homemade barbecue with cheese sauce. Use the pork on top of French fries. That was very popular last year. A turkey ranch wrap. We were very surprised they took that. We were going to put the lettuce and tomato on the side. And I said, you know what? Let's go ahead and put it in the wrap. We served all of that out. Macaroni pasta is coming on Friday. So we'll see how that goes. It's a cold pasta. And then we're going to try chicken ramen.
Now, I like ramen.
Yeah. We've seen some other districts when they kind of give us their reviews, and the kids are just going crazy for it. Now, is it going to taste like what they expect? Of course not, because it's a different noodle, less sodium ingredient, and yeah. We're going to see how that works. The chicken, that's the chicken. And then we also have the chicken lo mein. So that's new as well. It's very hard when we start adding broccoli and other vegetables to entrees because the kind of the kids are like, you have to put that in there. But we're putting it in there. Hopefully they take that. We also had a new breakfast parfait. I'm not sure if our students eat brunch. Did y'all try that new chocolate banana parfait? Okay, so that was a new item.
Wait, where's this sort of thing? I wish we had it so I could sample it.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I think we didn't
that's a good idea.
We didn't have that sample.
I'm not sure if it was on the Hunt menu. It was at high school in junior high for sure.
Okay.
And the managers were kind of like, I don't think they're going to like it. And I'm like, I think they will.
That sounds good.
It has vanilla pudding and yogurt.
Well, let's get that.
and there is some chocolate, but it's a sugar-free chocolate. It's not granola that we're using. We're actually using an oatmeal chocolate chip raw dough that we bake and then put it in there. I liked it. They're like, I don't think their kids are going to, which I hear that all the time. They're not going to take it. They're not going to take it. I don't, just try it. We never know what they're going to eat. They were really pretty prepared. So we're hoping the next go around that we can prepare some more and we'll get it on your menu. Because of course the pineapple parfaits are still like, they love it. And now we have a strawberry parfait. So that should be coming up as well.
The next shack, do you want to do taste testing of?
Yeah.
I can do it.
Let's do that.
We serve the kids. You've got your whole grain noodles in there. That's what we serve the kids.
Did my aunt make this, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah. It's really good.
This one, yes. But that is what we serve out to our students.
It's new.
A lot of the food, I mean, I don't know what y'all hear from y'all students, but I'm going to be honest with you. I eat every day from the cafeteria. Unless they run out, which sometimes because our high school has been a higher participation, when it's we don't eat till after the kids eat because I'm not going to take, you know, so I wait. So I don't eat till like 1:15. So when there's food left, it's like, okay, I'll eat. But if there's not, then I won't. But I mean, the food, it's good food. I don't know if I mean, I've had parents tell me, well, my kid just doesn't like food. Okay, well, if your kid likes McDonald's, that's probably why. Our food tastes nothing like McDonald's. That you're not going to get. That's, you can't compare that.
Yeah.
The food is good. The vegetables are steamed. I mean, we do add a little bit of salt and pepper, not a whole lot. So if you cook with salt and pepper at home, they're not going to like it. I don't have a problem with it because I hardly cook with salt. But it's just the different type of what you introduce at home compared to what you have at school. So that's just a little insight. But I don't mind bringing in a
That would be
of,
fun, yeah.
I mean, I do have a big concern with like Especially our brunch menu. You don't necessarily have a brunch because everything's packaged. So you're limited on what you can serve. Like I would love to make platters of eggs and bacon. It's too hard. We can't prep that with the amount of time we have in the morning. So that's the only downfall I have with brunch.
So I mean, what do you do for brunch? Do you just do like packaged muffins and stuff or what? Or
muffins,
what is it? Is
banana
it?
Bread, blueberry bread.
Okay,
we do
so you just
prepare biscuits, sausage.
Oh, okay.
And that they put that together. Like this morning we had the bacon with the egg patty, cheese. I believe there was cheese in there with pancakes.
Okay.
That was really
good. That sounds good.
I had that this morning.
Yeah.
Or we'll do the croissant with the sausage, egg, and cheese.
Okay.
We're trying to find different the sandwiches that we actually wrap because that's what the students like.
I'm just gonna say, there's not a junior high kid that complains about the brunch food. They love it.
Who's not gonna want the donut? And
they love it. And sometimes I'll try to go through the end to get.
And there's probably nothing. Left.
There's nothing.
There's nothing. Left. And it's funny. So hard.
Yeah, they do like it.
Brunch. I mean, and it's better because it's
they
after
it
first grade. Nobody wants to eat so early in the morning. Mm-hmm. We did try tacos in the morning. Of course, it's a whole grain tortilla, and it doesn't look very pretty, but they're good. You know, there's bacon and egg and sausage and egg. I think we added cheese to the sausage and egg, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, we're trying our best to get the kids to just kind of taste it. You never know what you might
exactly.
like. So right now, participation is real good at high school. Mm-hmm. I think we're serving like 260 students. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens after freshmen find out, like, you know, they might get away with slipping out. I'm just saying. We're trying. And if there's
Go catch him.
Anybody that has Go any catch suggestions.
Not with Jessica around, she watching.
Or, we might kind of off of Shaq have a menu planning committee. I think that would be easier and kind of help me out when they actually say, well, why don't you serve it? Well, come on, let me show you why we don't serve it. And y'all help, y'all be my backbone when parents are questioning. This is why we do what we do. And I'm not a dietitian, no way, no how. And it's hard. But sometimes people say, well, you serve this with this. I know, because I got to serve these veggies. I can't give you mashed potatoes every single time. There's a line that has a mashed potato.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work that way.
Right.
But if we could come up with a committee and anybody's interested, please reach out to me. I would love any help I can get or suggestions.
Okay.
One thing that is helping our head students to even try more vegetables and fruits is we have that Junior Master Gardeners program, and it's really taken off. And so Ms. Fuchs will go out there with her group and they'll pick the garden and then they'll serve it in the stream lab when they go to stream once a week. Mm-hmm. And so they'll get to try little slivers of bell peppers or banana peppers or mm-hmm. things that they maybe wouldn't try otherwise. And so that's at least encouraging them to reach out and try different types of food. So thank you for including the sweet potatoes because I was hoping they would be a big hit.
Yes. And we've partnered with her on their watermelon.
Yes.
They didn't get to produce too many of it and it did not really get that color. So what we did is we mixed it with ours just so we can serve it out. So the students did get to eat what was in the garden.
That's cool. Yeah.
So, I mean, and things like that, we do not mind working with her or whatever we can do to push it. It's better that it's in little groups. Mm-hmm. That way, when we do it, it's not a waste of, you know, me ordering a 50-pound bell pepper and chop. They're not going to take it. It's going to go in the trash. But we're here ready to work with anybody that wants some help.
I have a question. When does pre-K eat breakfast? Do they need to come early to eat breakfast, or they eat it when they get to school? Or
they're eating in the classroom.
Yeah, we eat from 8 to 8:30.
Okay. Because one time I brought my Armani real early because he's like, I got to go early to go eat breakfast. And I was like,
We pushed it back because we do have students who don't get there till like right at 8 or, you know, a little bit later.
Yeah, I know.
So we do it in the classroom from 8 to 8:30.
I figured because I see parents, sometimes myself, get there at 8 o'clock and there's a line still, and I'm like, oh, well, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you told me that because I kind of got a sense of it on Grandparents' Day when I went with my mom.
Yes.
They brought their tray, and I was like, oh, don't even have
it. Yeah, it is in the classroom. Yeah. It's like family style.
Yeah, okay. That's nice. Because I went with my mom,
because
she's lost.
You're not a gardener.
Thank God for that right now.
Thank you, Sandra, for that update. All right, moving right along, Ms. Nora.
Okay, so currently we have 21 McKinney Mental Nervous, 3 active foster. For the month of August, we help 80 students with school supplies and clothes. We have 1 emergency food. And currently we have the Presbyterian in St. Michael's supplying us with the extra backpack meals because I think the food bank this year is only going to give us 45. So now we're going to be able to reach out to some junior high and high school, and they've been great about giving me the list. So hopefully this week we should get it going. Yes.
Okay.
We'll have a food bank delivery on Thursday.
Okay.
And then Monica, my great Monica. I stole her from Mad Men, y'all. Okay, I want you to know. But
She's not Mad Men.
And then Crystal is under with us too, with student services. So.
So wait, all three of
Crystal,
you guys.
We're been the same.
Okay.
Busy,
okay.
But she does like her parent involvement stuff.
Okay.
And Monica replaced Rita and then Jackie with McKinney Vento and foster care.
Yeah.
We can add.
We're going to add you to doing some updates too, if you want, Crystal. Do you have any updates for us now? How's it going with the parents?
We did. When I started on, they had already started preparing for the back to school bash. So we did hold that. We had close to about 250, I want to say.
That's a good turnout.
That participated in that. Then we did a storybook theater. So this was all before school started. Mm-hmm. We had about 20, maybe, with parent and students that attended that. I did do a parent portal training last week. I had about 8 parents that attended that at lunchtime. I'm going to try to kind of continue that throughout the year just to help the parents so they can access the students' information. Next week we're going to be hosting the suicide prevention walk.
I don't think so.
Is that next week?
So I've been working on getting participants to come to that. Vendors, outside counseling agencies, just so they can come have that information to the parents, families, just so they're aware of the services that are out there for any issues like that.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it.
Crystal's part of our Texas Stronger Connections grant. We were awarded a grant fall of last year, but we finally were able to implement it this year. So we hired a family engagement coordinator, and that's Crystal.
Okay.
She was formerly here with the SPED department mm-hmm. and is very familiar with the community and knows families. So we thought she would be key in joining the grant team. And we also have Ms. Atzenhofer, who is helping us meet those criteria of the grant at the elementary level.
All right. Okay, so Ruby, you have a safety update?
TEA contacted Dr. Dyer, our superintendent, and informed them that we are going to have a comprehensive district vulnerability assessment take place on November 6th. Now, in a nutshell, they are going to review everything dealing with safety, security, health, behavioral threat assessments, policies, procedures, everything. Facilities, exterior, interior, drills, every document that you can imagine would that needs to be kept for any safety and security, mental health, behavioral threat assessments is going to be audited. So we are contracted with, we have contracted with Region 3, Elias Moya and his safety team. We have 40 days with them and they're going to help us. They're going to be working with our district level and campus level safety teams to prepare for the audit.
Good luck.
Yes, thank you. I was going to share too that Crystal has joined our team with the Texas Stronger Connections grant, as I mentioned. Courtney Kalinowski offered at Magical Monday. Our Magical Monday program has started. That is extended library time for students and families. Every campus library from 3:30 to 7 p.m. There's activities available. There's regular campus resources available. Kids can take AR, can check out books. They can complete AR testing. So every resource that's available in the normal school day in the library is also available at that time. Through the Magical Monday program, Courtney Kalinowski, our school climate specialist, offered a training for BART for Schools for parents. This is a platform that we have subscribed to so that parents can be more involved and they can see only on school-issued devices, only on school-issued accounts. They can see anything, any potential dangers regarding cyberbullying, self-harm, suicide, online predators, and more. I don't know how many participants we had, but this is going to be ongoing. We're even going to get Crystal on board with us, so that we can invite and train more parents on how to use these apps. Crystal, did you mention the fifth quarter?
No, we also have the fifth quarter coming up next Friday after the football game. We're gonna be showing a movie, having some snacks for the families in our girls' gym. Also, I'm trying to coordinate with Mr. Garza and Ms. Scott. I'm trying to bring back coffee with the counselor, so we do have one set for the end of September. And then this month also, I know it's that Tuesday after we're not here that Monday. I'm trying to think of the date.
24th.
Yes, I have book bingo happening that evening at Hunt Elementary.
Great.
So those are the events for this month so far.
She's also started the, I don't know if y'all seen the postings for the open track on Wednesdays, but it's been successful.
Weather has been
positive
with us.
But that's something we always heard in the community, like, oh, we wish our track were open again. Post-pandemic, that didn't happen, and we're glad to finally offer that opportunity again to families. That's on Wednesdays from 6 to 8. And here's that book bingo she mentioned. She's pushing out a monthly calendar as well that's going to involve all of the campus parent family engagement opportunities. Our thought process behind this is that one calendar where you could just put it on your refrigerator and have something to refer to instead of keeping up with so many. That's our idea. So we encourage all the campuses to please share as much information as possible so they can be added. Our early learning program started. That services children ages 0 to 4. That's every Wednesday from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. And again, we have an afternoon class from 2 to 3. Miss Megan has been a very, very loyal customer.
And I'm very upset that I can't go anymore because my kids are in school.
And I think that's it.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, Tamara.
What do I have to report?
Well, I have, I mean, we have a couple of things at the Wellness Center going on. Yeah. We're actually celebrating this month. It's been 10 years since the Wellness Center has been open, the new facility. So on September 23rd, we're having kind of like an all-day celebration. You can have an inner chance to, if you come actually work out that day and check in, you can win a whole year membership. So yeah, come check in. If you come, yes, if you have to come in that day, as long as you, yeah, you're going to come work out. Yeah. As long as you check in, you scan the door, you're good. And then we're also going to give away, we're going to give away t-shirts. We're going to, Alpha Life's going to be there actually and giving away some teas. From about 4 to 6. Hopefully the newspaper might come. I don't know.
If not, I'll be there.
Crispin is going to be doing chair massages, which are awesome. And then what else do we have going on that day? Oh, food. We'll have food there. Yeah. We'll have some snacks. So yeah, stop by. Yeah, our 10-year anniversary. Yeah, so 10 years. Leave that. And Lacey knows, she's been through it too.
Have you been there the entire 10 years?
Yeah, what was that?
Have you been there
for No. I've been, when did you leave?
We were
for how many, yeah.
Oh, wow.
In 2000, wait, when was that? 2018 I've been there? I think I've been there since 2018, yeah. So, yeah, but it's pretty awesome. We're going to.
I was Chandra for a little bit. She get that one started, and then I took over and then she did.
Yep. Awesome.
So we'll be doing that, like I said, on the 23rd. And then we have our turkey trot on October 12th. So if anybody can get out there that morning before all the Turkey Fest events happen, we'd love to see you guys out there. And you can walk it. You can. It's always a fun event. Hopefully the weather will be nice. And then what else? Anything else? Oh, we're also having, speaking of the 10-year thing, if you join this month, normally it's a $30 joining fee, you only pay $10. And then if, as a member, if you refer a friend to join, your next month will only be $10. So we're keeping with the $10 theme, the 10-year theme. So anyway, those are a couple of things too. So if you have anybody that's a member, if y'all know somebody, you'll only pay $10. All right, anything else? Anything
the only
at the
other
hospital?
Thing going on y'all might hear about, because I know some of the organizations at the high school, Coach Peacock with the athletics and NHS are going to participate with us, but EMS is collecting stuffed animals for pediatric calls. When they go out to a call and there's a ped involved, then they give them a new stuffed animal. And so they're running desperately low. So we're doing a big stuffed animal drive all over town. We've got Walmart and HEB, and then Brookshire Brothers emailed me today.
Oh, okay.
So we might have them as a collection site as well. And then several organizations have agreed to do that as their philanthropy. So that's kind of going on. And we will have a free event October 21st. We're just going to have the EMS trucks open in the back, Kona Ice there free for everybody, and just let the kids tour the trucks. They could see where the EMS sleep, you know, when they're not on the working on the trucks, picking people up. So it'll be a quick but fun event from 5:30 to 7 on the 21st. So that's what we have coming up.
I think that's it. Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
Just Dad sent me a flyer. Victoria does the where they can go check to see if the car seats are still in good condition. Do we do that here anymore, or did we used to do that here?
So I just posted that same thing on our website to send folks to Victoria.
Okay. So there's not actually one done here in Quito.
DPS, we contracted with DPS in the early learning program, and we brought them to the Gobbler Getaway. Do you remember, I don't know if you were there at that time, Megan, but they will inspect car seats, and they will even show you where the date is on where it technically expires and needs to be replaced. Sometimes they're even set up at Walmart. I've seen them at Walmart.
I think if you go to a fire station, police, or even the hospital, and you would like your car seat to be looked at, somebody should be able to inspect that for you at that time. It's just I don't know of a known event recently where we've you know, gathered everybody to come by, but I do believe you can ask.
Denise, did you say? Yeah.
Yes, Dan. So I used to be a car seat technician, but I had to give that up. There was just too much everything else going on. But AgriLife does have a passenger safety program that will come in and do an event. I can host, and they will actually bring car seats for those that, you know, need a car seat. Maybe theirs isn't fit properly or whatnot. But
okay.
And I guess that was Tamara saying too, that you can also go to the police station or the fire station. They should be able to look at that as well.
Okay, is that something you think that so she could?
Be able to hold it.
Right. Where would you do that event, Denise?
When we did it the last time that I hosted it, it was freezing cold outside, but we did it up at the Ag Center in the complex there, and they just drove through.
Okay.
But they set up stations. They bring technicians in, and so you can have three lines of cars, and they just drive them through. They check, they have to bring the child, though. So, you know, we can do it in a parking lot or wherever. It just needs to be where they have access to. You know, you line up three car cones, and
okay.
I mean,
well,
it's doable.
So maybe Denise and Crystal can get with you, and y'all can figure something out.
Just have her email me, and I'll get with passenger safety.
Okay, sounds good. Well, and we can move right along, I guess, Denise, if you want to go ahead and talk about, organ-wise, and you had a couple of other.
Yeah, and I don't know, there were several of y'all that are aware of this, and some of you are new, maybe not. When we talked about the organ wise, and Dr. Lombardi was visiting with us about putting the organ wise program back into play into the schools. It's a program that's, I loved the program. When I worked at French with the school there, we did gardening, and then we would do organ wise one semester and then the next semester. But you really have to have somebody that has time and maybe a teacher that would buy into doing it. I don't want to reiterate the whole program because we've kind of been there, done that. But if no one is willing or wanting to implement that, then we probably just need to let her know, because she continues to email us with the, here's the prices, this is, I can do this for y'all. I don't want to keep her on the line and, you know, we need to cut her loose or
right. Yeah, because she keeps emailing us, and so I'm not sure what we need to tell her. But do you know? I mean, Wanda, do you have anybody that?
What is organize?
Yeah.
I don't know what organize is.
We went over it the last one. What was that meeting? That was a meeting I couldn't make it. I remember it was something.
It's a curriculum.
Was that the meeting,
involves...
Denise? That we were both sick, I think.
Little characters.
Right.
The.
Zoom.
Yeah, it was a Zoom meeting. Do you remember that, Tamara?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the details.
Are like basically, it's $2 that
it goes into
come out.
These
so you
things,
lungs,
what part
your
of the
heart,
body
kidneys, and
the younger kids.
And the kids learn what the food that they put into their body, how it affects their organs.
I'll pay
so,
for it.
You know, Wendy's the lungs, and, you know, Perry Solis, and the Kitty Brothers. It's really a huge program. It goes very well with the gardening aspect because we learn about what we eat, why we eat, how plants grow, and then how it affects our bodies. I mean, it's a really cool program. There is a set at French that's mine.
You just lose her.
Probably your time Zoom. It was your Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my computer just cut off completely.
Yeah, I think your battery died.
Quality laptops. Let me call her. Let's see. But yeah, she would like a teacher. I don't know if we have anybody
at Fancy French.
Hunt.
We have one kit.
Okay.
And I believe it needed to be updated because it was an old kit, but didn't you just go to Stephanie and do it?
Yes. It's she when we had the garden there and Miss Sanders.
Sorry, Denise,
the one that
my
took the
computer
lead
just
it.
Shut off.
Okay, that's okay. I'm going to shut that off and I'll just be
and
up here.
It's kind of like Mr. Kidney, you know, it's like a little puppet, and then he different vegetables, what part of your body it is good for. And.
And there's songs and, you know, dances, they get up and
we
move.
Can pay for it.
But Denise, would we have to re-sign them all up again and go do that survey with them?
That is LGEG. And I need to get with Christy Fuchs. So, Ms. Journey, thanks for sharing that, that she is doing that Junior Master Gardener program with them at Hunt.
That's the learn, grow, eat, and go.
That's okay. The gardening part.
Okay.
The other, the teacher just signs up, and she gets it through her classroom. She okay. would have a password, and she would do all of that. So the curriculum's more updated than what I have there.
Yeah.
I think it was like $4.
I mean, it's a great program. It's a good investment, but we just let her know.
Right, yeah, yeah, exactly.
But I'm not going to pay for something if it's not going to be used. Well,
yeah.
We could put it within the specials.
Because I think it's like $1,500 or $1,600.
Do you remember what it was, the price, Denise?
Let me see if I can look real quick. I want to say it was, I'd be guessing. Let me see if I can.
If we buy the full program per student.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think you can, I don't know, probably can make copies.
Yeah, I would think, yeah. I don't remember much because I think I missed that meeting, Rick.
Followed up from our November meeting estimate, it just depended on the number of kids. It'd be like $250 per student for the entire year is what she wrote here. The quote was, the digital platform and then the dolls, everything else, and all the books, it actually was $2,600. So it was.
Do you have something to quote right there?
It's just the fact of how it would fit in. You don't want to add it to something
yeah.
you know, that you already have. If it's something that can help with the curriculum.
Yeah.
Then that is probably right. the best plan, but you don't want to just say right. now we're doing this too.
Well, because they have catch, you know, and
who's doing catch?
They're doing it at the campus and they're doing it in PE.
Only in PE.
But they incorporate it in class.
So I didn't reach out to PE about this one. I don't know what their curriculum
I didn't reach
entails.
Out to PE.
PE includes, I'm sure it includes health and wellness, nutrition.
Maybe. Yeah.
See, again, we don't want to pile another one if there's something already there.
I guess it just depends on, like, how often we would need to do it. Like, if it's, you know, or if they could do a lesson. Like
did you come? Is she gone?
Or?
No, she's there. Denise, you there still? No. Did you come once a week or was it once a month?
I did it one semester and it was once a week. I would come on Wednesdays and do like, but I did it in the library. And it worked, but it's really hard. It really is best if a teacher would implement it in a classroom. And I don't mind coming because they will come, you know, and then I could come in and do certain things. But, I mean, it is designed for a teacher to teach, and it does meet the, like she was telling us, all the guidelines.
Yeah.
I think I just forwarded that to you, to Tammy. Did you see it?
Yeah.
There was a last thing done.
You forwarded, what did you forward to me?
The email that we got.
Let me see. Like I said, my computer died. So, yeah. Well, I mean, and we can, you know, send you the email and you can kind of look at it and see, you know, if you think it's.
I don't know if you could do it.
We could send it to the principal at the, French, Denise, and she could kind of look at it and see. Because she, you know,
well, and
this is her
what
first
Ms.
year,
Fuchs
so she kind of new to it.
Those kids are into all of that, and we don't want to change that.
I can set up a meeting to come here as well.
What was that?
I can set up a meeting to come visit with her as well.
Okay.
I need to meet her.
Yeah, that would work. Yeah.
What is her email?
What's her email? Who, Miss Egg?
Yeah, she did have her
email. SEgg@coroisd.org.
Okay. I'll email it to her now.
Okay, perfect. Okay. She's going to...
She'll just give you the information. Just let me know if it is something y'all can do and the cafeteria can pay for it because it's still nutrition. It's still
yeah.
wellness and everything else in there, but as long as the little nutrition word is in there, they'll allow us to pay for it.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Denise, do you have anything else?
Well, and then the only other thing is, if we have, and then we try to do something and implement things with the schools, and we don't want to overload anybody by any means, because I know it's hard enough to try to get something like that in, but if any of the schools are interested in trying to get what we call a healthy recognized school through Healthy Texas program, if someone is already doing like the gardening, say Christy is doing the gardening part of it, if she has at least two classes that are doing that, then if we could add a parent teacher aspect at the very, you know, at some point during the year where I could come in and do a lot of the agents are doing is cooking well with friends, where you're really, it's a fun, where it's four lessons, you provide them skills to how to plan, prepare, freeze, and cook healthy meals, and they all go home with something. So I could come in, you know, I don't know what's best for teachers. Is it after school? Is it a parent night? Or, you know, whenever, but just four times and do that.
A magical Monday.
Well, it's like a 30 minutes to an hour, at least an hour.
We have magical Monday from 3:30 to 7, and a lot of our campus principals collaborate with us to offer meetings and trainings at that time. It's been successful so far, Denise.
It's really, I mean, I know, and I've been Magical Mondays with y'all at certain times that you have a flow of traffic in and out. This is more designed for like a class. Like you come in for 1 hour, they stay there for 1 hour. You do the prep work, they go home with a meal. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah. And what we've done in the past, like for example, I'm just going to use Hunt Elementary as an example. So we have Magical Monday. We already have the staff there. They have their annual Title I meeting, and the food and everything is held in the cafeteria, but we have our library open.
Okay.
And everything is done in the cafeteria. The presentation to parents, they offer light snacks, and you know, parents network. They're talking with others there. And that's usually right about an hour, hour and 15 minutes.
And we did, Denise, we did Stop the Bleed. That was very well attended at junior high last year. And they did their little snack and crafts before, and then ours was about an hour and 15 minutes, and it worked out well. We had parents, we had some community members, students. So I think you could do it one time through. Yeah.
And we advertise, if you provide us with the information, we advertise through Facebook, parent email, and our website.
And the only thing I would need to know is, like, I'd really almost need an RSVP just so I know how much food to bring to prepare.
And we've had that option too, a QR code or a Google form that they can click on in their phone. And
I could do a flyer with a QR code. That would be good.
That would be great.
Okay, and then the last thing to complete it all, and some of the schools have participated with this before, but would be a youth and adult component walk across Texas. So if they're already doing a walking program or something, if we implement the walk across Texas with parents, students, and, you know, teachers, then that's it. And then, you know, at the end of the year, we do a celebration where they come down, and we even have a Healthy Texas van that they bring and has all kind of neat stuff. We're having a hard time getting it here, but that's my goal, is to get one down in our community to sell it, do a celebration with that at the end of the year, and a banner and whatever.
I'll check with Miss Rickman and see if she plans on doing Walk Across Texas this year, because I know she has in the past.
Right. It's just something else that I know, something else, but if we're already doing some of this stuff, I don't know, they're really cool things. We have a program, it's Mindful Self. It's 30-minute sessions that are like 30 to 40 minutes long. That's aligned with TEKS. It's really targeted for 6th to 8th grade. And the five concepts of that are self-awareness, self-management, responsible decision-making, relationship skills, and social awareness. And I haven't implemented that, but other agents have, and they said it's a really good little curriculum. So,
okay.
Again, that's 6 30-minute sessions, 30 to 40-minute sessions.
And she said 6 to 8th grade, but do they have either an elementary version or do they have even an adult version that we can look at?
Did you hear that, Denise? That question?
Yeah. Okay. What I have is that it is, the TEKS are aligned to the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, but I will talk to the agent in Lavaca. She's trained in mindful self as well. And see if I think she's done it at younger grades. And most of the programs that they do are adaptable, just like the LGEG is.
Okay. Y'all have any questions for Denise? Thank you for all the info.
Ask me what those were, and I can get with you if anybody's interested.
Okay, thank you, Denise.
Awesome.
Thanks, go ahead. Do you have something else, Denise?
No, ma'am. That's
okay.
All.
Thank you. Wanda, I skipped you. Do you have any?
No, we're just nursing's updates. Doing their usual thing, and we'll start doing our screenings. Our immunizations this year are, when I first started doing this position, we had 8 affidavits, meaning they just, parents didn't want them for whatever reason other than medical to get shots. We are up now to 38 affidavits. I'll just leave it at that. We're also seeing a lot more health conditions this year, severe food allergies. We're seeing heart conditions, big heart conditions, especially at, when they start at John C. French, which we're not used to seeing, and we're seeing a lot more seizures. So I don't know for sure what's going on, if it's post-COVID or whatnot, but we are seeing a lot of unhealthier things going on with kids. So it's good that this group is motivated and really wanting to do a lot more healthier things for our students. And we just hope, I hope the suicide prevention walk turns out well, because we really want to get the community involved and take part in it.
Okay, thank you. Is there anything else? I don't think we have anything in a minute. So our next meeting will be November 12th. And if y'all want to, I'm going to give y'all all the meeting dates if y'all want to put them down. November 12th, February 11th, and April 8th. Those are will be our next meeting. So I hope all you guys can come again to our next meeting. And that is pretty much it.
Students, do y'all have anything you want to share, add, ask? anything you want this group to accomplish with the student body? Are things going well? Do you have needs?
Not yet.
Okay. As far as having the anonymous alerts and the ways that you can, if you see something, say something, are you seeing students using that and being more comfortable if they feel like one of their peers isn't doing well, that they know how to get help and how to address that?
They probably know, but I haven't seen them use it.
Okay.
I feel like I've seen it used, because I definitely know a friend that used it. But I think that it was very put out there, and a lot of people do know about it. And I only know a handful of people that have used it. But I know y'all are doing y'all's job to put it out there. So.
Do you hear overall in the student body that if they have a need, especially a mental need, they know how to get to their counselor, and if they need something, they know the process?
I think so.
Okay.
I think it's a little, people just, almost, I think that people need to open up more about, I don't know how you would start or go about doing that, but.
Like to help them feel more comfortable?
Yes, to help them feel more comfortable to reach out.
Yes.
Because a lot of people struggle, but they don't necessarily say anything.
Yep.
And if you would help be our voice as far as safety, if you see other kids, I mean, I see a lot, kids are still texting to get doors opened when the bell is already rung. I mean, that it's for y'all's safety. You know, we don't want someone to get it to access the building that shouldn't be in there. So if you can help spread that word, you know, go around and follow the proper procedures. If there's anything that you know the student body needs, we're the group to bring it to. Okay?
I'll take some notes for next meeting. So good.
We're very glad you're here.
Glad y'all came.
If y'all need something, let one of us know.
And if there's an idea that you think of, you know, as a student or you and your peers come together to think of, that collectively y'all can help each other without, to feel more comfortable to find resources, instead of just pushing to the adults at the top, if you come up with an idea that would help support y'all as a group you're at, let us know. And we can help give you those tools to help each other to feel more comfortable to come to the top to get that help y'all need.
What that means that, I don't know what this is about, but is there like an app that is downloaded
if you go to the Borough ISD website, it's the third one over, it says anonymous alerts. If you click on there, it'll take you to the website, but you can also get the app.
Okay, and they're like any kid from John C. French to high school. Mm-hmm, and it just goes to whatever branch that it needs to go to.
Yeah, so it'll give you the option, and I can show you too. It'll give you the option of your student, a parent, a member of the community, and then it'll go at whatever school that it's related.
When we did our talks, we actually pulled it up in the classroom, showed the students where to go. There's signs posted around our campus with QR codes, they can just scan it, like it's all...
Okay, I don't know, I'm just...
We still get them though, and it's, I don't know how to fix this, but we still get them with legitimate issues that they don't give us enough information to know who to help.
We try to tell them when we talk to them about, like, we have to have more information.
Right.
If you just say, I'm being bullied in third period, there's a lot of third period.
Yeah.
There's a lot of kids. So we try to tell them when we talk to them to give us details, or if you don't know the person's name, like, what they're wearing that day, what time it happened. We have a lot of cameras. We can look up a lot of things. We just need all the information. But you can attach videos. Had videos attached, screenshots, photos.
Okay.
They're definitely using it.
Right. That's good.
But,
yeah.
I mean, parents
can
use it too.
I'm new to all this. Like I said, mine graduated in 2023 and I have a pre-K. And he's more like me and you. He loves Mr. Garza down there. And he met him at the back to school bash. And he's like an adult talking to you. And I'm like, okay.
Well, if he came home with something that you were concerned about and you didn't want to, like, be the one to say something, you could use this.
Oh, he'll be the one, believe me. And also with that, is there, like, I don't know, since all this shooting and things go forth, is there still, like, parents, like, that are equipped with web, or how does that evolve? It's just staff now?
What was your question?
Like, I'm not saying it was like a little group, but they were like volunteering at the school.
Are you talking about the watchdogs?
Yes.
Dads of...
Is that not this year, or I don't know.
We still have that opportunity open. We just had, for example, a couple of years ago, we had huge turnout, and then it's just kind of gone by the wayside. But, I mean, you can still sign
but
up.
But is that only for a certain campus, or all campus, or what is that for?
We have it available at our level. I don't know. One of the deterrents is, I'm just going to be honest, they have to go through a full background check, and so sometimes people stray away because of that reason.
Mm-hmm. I was just questioning because I've seen it through the paper, but now that my son's actually in school, I'm like, I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I'm like, I want to be more involved because I can't go the literacy program no more, so I gotta fill my shoes with something.
We have PTO too. Every campus has an active PTO.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, that works.
Yeah. Looking
That I did do.
PTO is always exciting.
I believe it is the 5th.
I mean, 4th.
4th, okay.
Of October.
Of October.
Oh, I could do that too?
You're for sure.
Sign me up.
You're for sure.
I am.
Okay. You're like 80%? Should we 80%. Say something?
And Luke can always skip Head Start and come back with us at Early Learning Program on Wednesdays.
Well, they told me I can check them out at any time.
There you go.
Back, so I was like, oh, we're going to miss
it. You can come back to the 2 o'clock or 10, whatever, whichever works better with your schedule.
Yeah, so I plan on doing that.
What are you looking at?
I
don't know what I did with them.
It is here. The last one?
Who's in Head Start?
It is the 4th, yeah, because the 11th is homecoming. Because they're not going to do it on homecoming night.
Okay. Do you want to say something?
Yeah, go ahead and say that.
We are now.
I am.
You can do that. We have class starting last week.
I know. They have class tomorrow.
Go for it. Okay. I think I know y'all got to get back to work.
I knew it all to say.
No, you're good. Thank you for the questions. I appreciate that. Real quick, we just thought about this. October 4th is the Pink Out football game. So that was another thing that is coming up. But. Okay, so I have 1:33, and we're going to adjourn. Does anybody want a motion to adjourn?
I will motion to
all right,
adjourn.
Ruby, and second.
I'll second.
And Miss Nora, you got that? Okay, thank you guys for coming. Have a good day.
Thanks,
thank you guys.
Thank you.